Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I was struggling to come up with a topic today because, frankly, I was uninspired and feeling a little blah. So I decided to write about feeling blah, but from a weather perspective. Now, make no mistake, my blah mood is because of the weather. We've had all these days of gray, drizzly, cold weather, and it just starts to get me down. Of course, everyone's different. For example, my wife doesn't seem to be impacted by gray weather at all. She never has been, even during our very first year in Humboldt over 23 years ago. But I've always struggled with it, and I still do, and sometimes it actually really gets me down. Now, there are a lot of local thoughts about our gray weather. For example, because it can be so depressing for some people, there's a local belief that it might play a role in suicidal thoughts. Now, we worked with a local investigative reporter about 15 years ago to see if there was a correlation. We compared public health record data with weather data and were surprised to see that there appeared to be no correlation between gray weather and suicides. Just to be clear, this was not a peer-reviewed or rigorous scientific study, just a careful look at the data. Now, another common thing you'll hear is, well, all you have to do is go inland about 45 minutes to get some sun. But that doesn't work if you can't leave town, and it doesn't work in the winter, like now, when it's just as gray and dreary inland. So here are some of the things I've learned to do to survive long stretches of gray with a focus on the winter season. First of all, and most importantly, I take a daily vitamin D supplement, and I make sure to eat lots of food that are rich in vitamin D. Salmon's one of those foods, so I always keep some in the freezer. It's kind of an amazing gift, if you think about it, that salmon happens to exist at the latitudes where people have a hard time getting enough vitamin D from the sun. Anyway, another thing that works for me is burning wood for heat, which has a huge positive impact on my mood during the winter. Not only does it warm and dry the house like no other source of heat, the very process of handling the wood, splitting, kindling, starting a fire, and putting wood in the fire just somehow lifts my spirits. I also find that exercise helps, and another key thing is to find wintertime activities. For me, that includes crab fishing, duck hunting with a bird dog, and working in my indoor shop, usually on some boat project. Which brings me to the last thing I do in the winter to keep sane. I dream about and prepare for summer adventures. This winter, I'll be working on getting a larger sailboat ready to go back to Catalina this summer. I can almost picture the blue water and warm, sunny weather. Well, until I glance out my window, of course. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.